The King's Stewards, Preschool Part 5. The trumpets sounded as the king neared the city gates. All the people stopped what they were doing to welcome the king and his helpers home. The people who had gathered to watch Salutis' demonstration quickly left the arena to see the king. Salutis also left, but he was angry. Now no one would be able to see how well he had trained the soldiers. The king rode through the town and greeted the people with smiles and waves, but he noticed that many looked unhappy. "Why are they sad?" he wondered. His large group of men on their horses trotted past the farm fields. They looked quite different than when he had left. The king was curious and full of questions. When he reached the castle, he dismounted his horse. The castle looked dazzling. A sweet scent filled the air, and the hundreds of colorful flowers made for a beautiful sight. The king was delighted. After a good night's rest, the king sent out messengers to call Joan, Salutis, and Otar. "I am happy to be home," he said to them, "and now I want each of you to tell me what you have done while I was away." Joan quickly stepped forward, eager to share what she had been working on. "Your Highness, after reading the booklet you gave me, I thought of a way to grow even more food than you wanted me to. We planted more rows than last year, and we have been able to harvest twice as much this season. We also built new storehouses so we can keep all the food safe. I hope that you are pleased." The king grinned from ear to ear and exclaimed, "Well done, Joan! You have not only done what I asked of you, you have gone far above that. You have done such a good job that I am going to keep you in charge of all the farming from now on. I will also send you out to share what you've learned with the surrounding kingdoms." Joan bowed her head and felt very happy. The king was obviously pleased. That is what she had desired most of all. Her planning and hard work had been worth all the effort. Otar was next to step forward. "Otar, you also have gone beyond my expectations. My castle is more beautiful than it has ever been. Why, I hardly recognized it. What caused you to do such an excellent job?" Otar was very happy to hear the king's praise. "Well, sire, I wasn't happy at first, but a friend helped me and reminded me of how pleased you would be to come back to a beautiful home." "My home has never looked better," declared the king. "Well done. You are now head of maintenance. You will always be in charge of keeping my castle looking beautiful." Otar beamed with joy. And now it was Salutis' turn.